you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. I will follow.
Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm you love me.
Father, we thank you that you continue to call us, to mold us, to use us, and to guide us. Please help us as we go about our plans and days this next week. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated.
God is good all the time. Amen. These are the weird days, right? Yeah, but I'm happy that you are courageous enough to get out and come and worship God. Yeah, the word of God encourages us by saying, "Where two or three gathered in my name, I'm among them." So we believe, even though we are few this morning, the good Lord is with us. And He is going to minister through us. Yes, we still need to remain as a church. So, we have made a few adjustments. And probably we will make some more today after we have met with our health ministry team. For the Holy Communion, we will do the small cups today. You will all come forward and you will stand or kneel behind the rail here and we will serve you. Also, the offering plates are there, so you don't have to touch it. And so some more changes will come, and we will keep updating you depending on what will be happening in the coming days. Yeah, we are not sure what will be happening, and we hope the virus will stop. It won't continue. Please sign the attendance book and pass it to the person seated next to you. Now, let's move to celebrations and concerns. And this morning, our celebration is, we have one of our church attendants joining the church. So that is a real celebration, and that is Karen Fersenmeyer. I want to invite you to come to the front, and we will do responsive readings. I believe it will be on the screen. Yes, Karen is moving from another denomination, and with the membership class, Reverend Jane Hayen has been helping. So I think you are now familiar with the way Methodist Church runs. So I'm going to ask you these questions. As a member of Christ Universal Church, will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries? As a member of this congregation, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness?
I will.
Amen. Members of the household of God, I commend Karen to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase her faith, confirm her hope, and perfect her in love. And you respond. We give thanks. And we will come to you. That in everything God may be glorified. Amen. You are welcome. And here is your certificate.
Okay.
Is it on? Thank you.
Michael Finn.
Okay. Yeah. Let's continue praying for the family of Marjorie Lively. The memorial service, which was going to happen on Monday, has been postponed until later times. So pray for that family. And pray for those who are not able to be here today. I don't know if they are not feeling well or they just want to take care of themselves. So keep them in your prayers. And I want to give you a moment of silent prayer. Gracious and loving God, we want to thank you for the way you have been so gracious to us up to this moment. Thank you for enabling us to be awake and face another day. Now we are in your house of worship. We want to thank you for being with us here. We believe we are with us because your word says, "We are two or three gathered in my name, I'm among them." Lord Jesus, we pray that you help us to turn our eyes upon you and rejoice, because your word says, rejoice in you and rejoice in you always. Let your gentleness be known. Do not be anxious about anything, but by prayer and petition to present our request to you. May you receive our request at this moment. We pray that you take anxieties from us and help us to be calm. Lord Jesus, we pray that this coronavirus will be brought under control. We want to lift up those who have been affected and those countries which have been heavily affected. We pray that you may give them a breakthrough. And we pray that you provide even more medicine. Protect the medics and all those who are giving care during this busy time. We pray that you give them strength and encouragement and all the support that they need. Lord Jesus, we want to lift up our congregation into your hands. You know those who are unable to make it here this morning. I pray that the Holy Spirit will reach out. Give them encouragement. Give them hope. We pray that you wrap them up with your loving arms. As we begin this service, we want to invite you to come in thy fullness and minister to each one of us today. May you help us to sense your presence in this sanctuary. For we pray in Jesus' name. And God's people say, amen. Amen. Please join me in the community prayer. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence, grace and thanksgiving. You know that you have blessed me. Make us mindful that we are blessed. Know that we are blessing. Give us strength and courage to fulfill our responsibilities. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory and forever. Amen. Amen. Let's rise up as we sing one more praise. Thank you.
Quick drink of water before we go into the scripture. Our scripture today is from the book of Jeremiah, book 2, verses 1 through 13. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Go and proclaim in the hearing of Jerusalem, thus says the Lord, I remember the devotion of your youth, your love as a bride, how you followed me in the wilderness in a land not sown. Israel was holy to the Lord. The first fruits of his harvest, all who ate of it were held guilty. Disaster came upon them, says the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord. What wrong did your ancestors find in me that they went far from me, and went after worthless things, and became worthless themselves? They did not say, 'Where is the Lord who brought us up from the land of Egypt, who led us in the wilderness in a land of deserts and pits, in a land of drought and deep darkness, in a land that no one passes through, where no one lives?' I brought you into a plentiful land to eat its fruits and its good things. But when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. The priest did not say, where is the Lord? Those who handled the law did not know me. The rulers transgressed against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal and went after things that do not profit. Therefore, once more I accuse you, says the Lord, and I accuse your children's children. Cross to the coast of Cyprus and look. Send to Kedar and examine with care. See if there has ever been such a thing. Has a nation changed its gods, even though there are no gods? But my people have changed their glory for something that does not profit. Be appalled, O heavens, at this. Be shocked. Be utterly desolate, says the Lord. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and dug out cisterns for themselves, cracked cisterns that can hold no water. This is good news for God's people.
Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for the word that we have heard this morning. Lord, we pray that you help us to be still, even in the midst of storm, and listen from you. We pray that as we listen to you this morning, we pray that you help each one of us to give you attention. Father, we pray in your name. And God's people say,
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Tim, for reading the Word of God this morning. I would like to invite you to see two pictures on the screen. What kind of water do you drink this morning? So as you look at those two pictures on the screen, there are two people. On your right hand, there is a young man there filling up his water at the fountain. And on your left side, there is a lady there siphoning water. So I want you to imagine this morning that you are in the mountains for vacation or hiking or for Colorado mission trip, for those of you who go there every year. And you went on the mountain trail. Yes, you have gone on the mountain trail. And it is a hot summer. As you come to the end of the trail, you see the water fountain. And you can't wait to get to that water because there is a sign saying, cold water, help yourself. So as you are filling up the cup, you saw a lady coming down the mountain trail, and you can see she's tired. She can't wait to get to this water. So as you are filling up your cup, you look at her, you are surprised that she's kneeling down, drinking from the fish pond you just passed by. And you see that small fish pond has goldfish, frogs. It is a stagnant water, look yellowish, not taken care of. And she is drinking it. Your curiosity gets the best of you. And now you decide to walk with your water to give it to her. And you tell her, don't you see this water is dirty? You don't know what it might be having. There is no telling what it has. You might get sick. So you try to give her water to drink. She said, I'm full. Thank you. I saw, she says, I saw the water, but this water was close by. So what would you think about her? Would you think she's crazy? She's drinking bad water instead of drinking clean water from the fountain? Israel did exactly the same thing. They drank polluted water instead of the spring water. How about you? What kind of water do you drink? The reason I'm bringing this sermon to you today is to help you to think about the source of your satisfaction. Where is your source of satisfaction? Is it from God or from somewhere else? The context in this scripture is about God. God is about to bring divine judgment on Judah. He's about to bring the divine judgment to the nation of Judah because of their continuous rejection of him. In preparation for this coming judgment, God sent Jeremiah in 588 BC. And BC here doesn't mean British Columbia or something else. It means before Christ. So God sent Jeremiah in 588 BC with 13 recorded summon of God's judgment against the nation of Judah. So our passage today is the first of these 13 summons. Jeremiah started preaching about how Israelites used to be faithful. He goes back to the Exodus, which talks about God who brought them out of Egypt. First, he speaks of the devotion of their youth. Jeremiah is referring to the natural devotion that a child has to his parents, where a child sees his parents as heroes. Israel started off with this kind of devotion. Yes, next Jeremiah said, they love God like a bride loves her husband. Yes, let me ask ladies who are married, do you remember your wedding day? How much did you love your husband? One of the greatest things about being a preacher, you know, during a wedding, I get to see into the eyes of the groom and the bride. And when they are exchanging vows, I can tell that the bride, you know, from the look of her eyes, I can see the love and devotion to her groom. Yes, Jeremiah reminds Israel that they love God like this in the early years. And they followed him everywhere. He followed God everywhere because they loved God so much. You see, when you love somebody, you will follow them wherever they move to. If they change jobs, you will follow. And that is what Israelites did to God when they loved him. But in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 12, and especially in verse 13, let's look at see it on the next slide. In verse 13, it says, "My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of the living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water." Maybe some of you are not familiar with the cisterns, but those of you who grew up in the country, on the farms, maybe you had cisterns. So the source of clean water for them is necessary. And it is necessary for everybody. I have seen people in Kenya die because of drinking bad water. And some die because of lack of fluids in their bodies. So these people, as we can see in the Bible, they ignored the real water and they went for the broken cistern. Yes, natural spring water was always the best in the Bible times. And God was likened to this best natural spring water because he was. And I can say he is still the best source of satisfaction today. Let me say that again. He is still the best source of satisfaction today. One important question we should be asking ourselves right now is, what was it like when I first had a refreshing experience of God? How was it like when you first came to know Jesus, when you first became committed in getting involved with the church? I will tell you. You must have been spiritually satisfied. You could not wait for Sunday to come. You could not wait to listen to a sermon, regardless of who was preaching. Giving tithes and offerings was a joy. You enjoyed your prayer and Bible studies. You enjoyed going to Sunday school. Yes, you set your alarm clock so that you could not get up, or rather so that you could get up on time and get to church. In other words, you love God like a bride who loves her groom. Yes. But as time went by, you began to drift away from God, like the people of Israel. Fasting to go was your prayer. You kept having it, but it was a ritual. No desire to pray. And finally, probably you have stopped praying completely. You don't pray for a meal. Yes. And then the second thing to go was probably giving. Giving tithes and offering became a problem. Then the third thing to go, the church became dry and boring. The fourth thing to go was your desire to serve God. You don't want to get involved. Your own voice became more important than the voice of God. The fifth thing to go was to stop going to church every Sunday. You only go to church because of who is leading the worship service, because of who is singing, because of maybe Easter Sunday or Christmas Sunday or Christmas Eve. Yes, you starting drinking from the fish pond. But what kind of fish pond? Maybe the fish pond of friendship. But I tell you, friends can let you down. Maybe you go because of the fish pond of pasta. Maybe you are drinking from the fish pond of pasta. But I have to tell you, pastor can let you down because he's a human being. What kind of a fish pond are you drinking from? Maybe this is the fish pond of accomplishment. If I can just get that promotion, if I can just get that business going, then I will be satisfied. Maybe if I can get that football team going, get that volleyball team going, that dancing team going, or cheerleading team going, or if I can get that college degree, then I will be satisfied. But I have learned that trying to find spiritual satisfaction with accomplishment is like trying to fill up the cup with nitrogen. As soon as you pour into the cup, that nitrogen evaporates. That is what happens when we try to drink from the fish pond. Yes, it is like, it is exactly like the, you know, that story of the pilot flying the airline. You know, I heard that, you know, there was this pilot who was flying with his co-pilot in the air. And as they were flying, they crossed their farm. And the pilot was saying, "You see that pond? I used to fish in that pond when I was a young boy. And whenever I was fishing there and an aeroplane passed by in the air, I used to look at up there and I used to say, I wish I was flying that plane. And hopefully someday I will be flying it. Now that I am here and flying it and looking down there, I wish I was fishing down there." No satisfaction. When we look at the, when we look for satisfaction elsewhere other than God, that means we have forsaken the living water and we are drinking from the fish pond, stagnant and water. It is not healthy. What kind of water are you drinking today? Yes, let's read from the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 1 to 3, and then we will close. And it says, "Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come and buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Come." Yes, we are being invited. We are being invited by God to drink from Him. He wants us to listen to Him. He wants us to listen to His invitation. He's saying, "Come." If you have been drinking from the wrong places, we have been invited to drink from the natural living water. So as I bring this to the closing, I want to encourage you to listen to God. Listen to the Holy Spirit this morning. Lent is a good time to come back to Jesus and ask for cleansing and forgiveness. He's willing to forgive you and took you and take you back to himself. He's willing to receive you. How can you drink from the right places? There are many right places you can drink from spiritually. Yes, we have church. Yeah, you can come to church and pray. Or you can pray wherever you are, your place of work, during lunch time. Lenten time is a good time to practice that. We have Bible studies. We have men fellowship once a month. Yeah, we have Tuesday Bible study. You can seek for satisfaction, spiritual satisfaction in those places. Amen. So in a few minutes, we will be taking Holy Communion. And I want to let you know that we will sing the same song we sang on the first Sunday of the month. And we are going to sing it better this time because Jenny is going to help us. As there is one body of Jesus Christ, we have one loaf of bread. On the night in which Jesus gave up himself for us, he took the bread. We give you thanks. He broke it and gave it to the disciple. Eat it in remembrance of me. And after the supper was over, he took the cup. We give you thanks. This is the blood of the new covenant given out for all of you. Do it often as you drink from this cup in remembrance of me. Let's bless the sacrament. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for dying on the cross for our sins. As we are on this Lenten journey, we pray that you help us to journey with you and experience your love and satisfaction during this time of need. Lord, we pray that you give us calmness as we go on the journey with you. Help us to overcome. Help us to live in peace. Be with us as we partake of the bread and of the cup together. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to invite the servers to come forward, please. Jesus came in for you. It's the body of Jesus came in for you. It's the body of Jesus came in for you. Yes, sir. It's the blood of Jesus came in for you. It's the blood of Jesus came in for you. The blood of Jesus came in for you. The blood of Jesus came in for you. Let's turn it to you. You are welcome. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for bringing us up to this part of the service. Lord, as we come to the conclusion, we want to commit ourselves with what we have brought before you as offerings. You pray that you bless us and bless the gift that we have brought forward. We pray that you multiply it and use it for the extension of your ministry. Bless each one of us, even as we head out into the community. We pray that you minister through each one of us. Help us to be proactive in reaching out to those who are in need, those who might be sick, those who might be feeling lonely at this time, those who might be needing some help with groceries. Lord Jesus, we pray that the Holy Spirit may guide us and give us motivation to serve you. Father, I pray in Jesus' name. And God's people say, Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Best pain through it all.
Receive the benediction, call forth into the world, and may the God of peace satisfy you with love and grace now and forever. You may go in peace, and may the peace of Jesus go with each one of you. Amen.
God, you are faithful.